I'm on 4 o'clock, me. Ooh, we finally got one more hour, babe.
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kim. How may I help you?
This is customer service to...
We're a third-party call center that services multiple companies.
Okay. Oh, are you doing a call back to me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to know, what is the name of your company? Are you some electronics?
Well, we're a third-party call center. I have to get the information to see what you ordered.
I've ordered from who? I don't know. What information
okay.
do you need?
I need that zip code.
78621.
78621?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. And what's that name?
Wait a minute. No, I don't know if I can give you all that.
I don't know you. Well, you left your number for us to call back and say that you got charged for something.
Yeah. $67.32?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to pull up your account to see exactly what you got charged with.
Okay, because I just called Bank of America and have to have my card shut down because that's a recurring thing. They did it last month, too.
Okay. So you already disputed it with the bank.
And there was another charge for $5. And what was that for?
Okay. Can I get that name so I can pull up your account?
Yes, you may. My name is Terry Glover.
Terry Glover. Okay.
Funny, I should call back now. After I didn't get out. I should have made this call about 20 minutes ago.
Yes, sir, but we do have we have like over 800 calls in queue, so we try to get to as much people as we can.
Shut my car down, all that. Damn. Oh boy, but what is this? Yeah, I'm curious. I don't recall giving nobody no authorization to do nothing, to do anything,
okay.
and you did.
Well, I'm loading up your account now, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Please tell me who this is.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yes, I see that you paid $5.74 for a generator. It was on the November
the
4th.
On the Southwest Airlines web thing?
Yes, on the website it says $7.94 for a generator you ordered on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember doing that?
Yeah, it said I won a gift. I said
okay.
Well, actually,
that was a sweepstake. You paid the $5.74 for a first entry to win the sweepstake. And now they give you a trial date where it's a 5-day trial date where if you don't win, you will be charged $67.32 unless you cancel. It says that in the terms and conditions where you have to put your card information in, so it wasn't a gadget that you was getting. You was entering a sweepstake to win it. But I can cancel your account so you won't be charged anymore. And I see that you got charged again on the 11th, a month later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's also, with every month you are charged, you will receive a $125 gift voucher in your email. So the month that you saw on November when you got charged in, or in December you got charged, you should have two gift vouchers that are in your email. They're either going to be, they're in an email for terryglow65@gmail.com. They're going to be either in your inbox or either in your spam. But it's going to be a $125 gift voucher.
Terry Glover, my whole name. Terry Glover.
Terry Glover. Yes, at $65. Oh, yeah.
Like Danny Glover, you know, all of you kinfolk.
Yeah.
Like Terry Glover.
So I can cancel your account so you won't be charged anymore.
Please do, because okay. I thought I'd won something. It's from Southwest Airlines thing, something like that.
No, nah, it's a sweet state. They do be getting people in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, and think about it. Hell, I'm retired from Southwest Airlines, 25 years from that. So I thought I'm wondering why the hell I ain't seen that generator. But, yeah, cancel all of that. And I call that number back. Nobody wants to answer that phone. It keeps going around in circles on some recorder. I'm like, it was really driving me nuts. I'm like, oh, this is a scam. Somebody got me.
And you said you already disputed it with your bank.
Yeah, and they done shut my, closed my thing down and everything.
Okay, well, sir, I have to let you know that since it was a valid charge, your bank is going to call us to do an investigation. And once they see that it's a valid charge, they're going to penalize you and take back the credit they gave you.
That's okay. They can have it back. Okay.
I can offer you up to a 75% refund for both charges if you have your bank call us back and drop the dispute.
Okay.
And they already have a number for us to call.
Who's the Bank of America does?
Yes.
Okay.
If you call them and tell them that you negotiated a refund with us and you wanted to drop the dispute, they're going to have to call us so we can verify. But I can offer you up to a 75% refund.
Okay. So do I need let me see here. Am I going to need your name, a number to give to them when I call them back?
No, they have a number for us.
They already have a number for you. That's right. Yes. That's right. The 833 number.
Yes. Okay. Can you give me one moment while I get my supervisor?
Yes.
Okay, so you said your bank already disputed this?
I called to dispute it with my bank, but here's the thing about it. I just want to know something from you. I just need to know something from you.
Yes.
Now, that's the only reason why I did that was because it was telling me that I could get that thing for only $7 and something. Now, I didn't see no part that said something about a $67 charge after that. Well, I don't
yes,
know
it's in the terms and conditions. It will be located under where you put your credit card information. It's like a little square box that you have to check off. It's listed
and
in
then,
there.
And then a recurring. So how many times was that payment going to keep recurring?
Every month, unless you cancel, yes. So, see, you have two charges on here. I put it in my notes so you would get 75% refund for both of those charges. If you have your bank call back and drop the dispute, you're going to get refunded for those.
So why did that advertisement tell me that my name was selected? I was a winner for a generator, and not that winner or sweet.
Did you get an email?
Yeah, it was.
If you got an email and it's saying that you won it, it would have already been shipped to you, and you wouldn't have been billed anything. So it probably was an advertisement saying that you could be a winner.
Oh, bitch. Excuse me. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm gonna let you know what. And you said you only give me 75%. No, I'm scratched. I'm gonna go ahead and let the bank handle that. I'm gonna let them get with y'all on that one.
Okay, give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have your account canceled, and you won't be charged for anything in the future.
That's awesome. I greatly appreciate you for that. Mm-hmm. I'm on disability, so I can't afford nothing like that. To have something reoccurring like that? No. I'm a disabled man, double brain surgery and 3 strokes, and I can't have that.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Well,
is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, no, not on the business front, but on a personal note, I want you to have a very happy holiday.
All right. Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.
Amen. You too. God bless you.